This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. It's been a very good week for STX as they released their premiere film, Hustlers. The movie gave them their best opening weekend ever with $34 million, easily breaking their previous record of $23 million set by 2016's Bad Moms. The Lorraine Scafaria crime film is also the best live-action opening for lead star Jennifer Lopez. We love Hustlers. For real. Adele is doing well after filing for divorce from Simon Konecki, her partner of 8 years. A source said, quote, "Adele is moving on with her life and both want what is best for their son," unquote. Because she filed for divorce in California, where they own a home and where his business has an operations base, Simon could be entitled to as much as half of Adele's earnings. Rolling in the deep. Pockets. Billy Bob Thornton has a cordial relationship with ex-wife Angelina Jolie 2 decades after their split. "Yep, we're good friends. We've been friends for years and years," the actor said. "So we keep up with each other. She's not in town a lot, so we don't see each other much, but we talk." Thornton said he never felt good enough for her, but good enough to wear her blood. Okay. We've learned that HGTV star Christina Anstead ate her placenta after having a baby. Yep, 1 week after welcoming her son with husband Ant Anstead, she ate her placenta for the very first time, but in pill form. It's not uncommon for new moms to do this, as many women believe it helps stave off postpartum depression. Others say BS. Pass the placenta. Felicity Huffman will spend 2 weeks behind bars in federal prison next month, but the facility she'll be locked up in has some of the cushiest amenities the system has to offer. After the actress was handed the sentence, Huffman's legal team asked that she be able to do her time in Dublin, California, closest to her home.
Excuse me, guard, but I seem to be running low on brie and fig jam.
Lil Wayne skipped an appearance on his joint tour with Blink 182 after claiming he was kicked out of a St. Louis hotel. Multiple local outlets report that police were called to the Ritz-Carlton for a disturbance between Lil Wayne's entourage and hotel staff, which began over complaints of marijuana smells. Maybe Wayne should just rent out the entire floor because of the reefer stench. Huh? Nearly 2 years after ending her marriage to disgraced Hollywood mega producer Harvey Weinstein amid his epic sexual misconduct scandal, fashion designer Georgina Chapman has moved on with another Oscar winner. She's now dating Adrien Brody, 46, who won a Best Actor Oscar for his performance in The Pianist in 2003. Georgina has 2 kids with Pervy. Weinstein. Zooey Deschanel's soon-to-be ex-husband Jacob Pechenik opened up about their breakup amid her new relationship with Property Brothers' Jonathan Scott. The film producer, who split from the New Girl actress earlier this month, said, quote, "Everything is amicable, and we have beautiful children together that are that way because we were the parents," unquote. How incredibly nauseating. Kelly Clarkson invited Justin Guarini on her talk show for an American Idol reunion with Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson. She beat out Guarini during the first season of American Idol to become the first winner. The crowd went wild when they all came out. They shared stories about their time on Idol, and Randy Jackson hit everyone up for rent money. Only kidding, dog. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen actor Stuart Townsend was arrested and is facing a felony charge for alleged domestic violence against his wife. However, she asked police not to arrest him after neighbors called in while hearing loud screams coming from the actor's house. He allegedly grabbed his wife by the arms and refused to let her leave when she tried. This is bound to get ugly. Sorry. Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch has revealed that he and his wife, costume designer Molly Gates, are both swingers and that their lifestyle has saved their marriage. He said, quote, "With two people who feel that way about each other, how do you go down that road? It's tough. Bring a therapist along for the ride," unquote. Gee, does the therapist swing too? First Eddie Money, now we lost Rick Ocasek. His band, The Cars' 1977 debut album, produced by Queen producer Roy Thomas Baker, was hugely successful with hits like Just What I Needed, Let the Good Times Roll, and My Best Friend's Girl. Last year, he separated from model Polina Poroskova after being married for 28 years. R.I.P. Rick Ocasek. 3 years after The Dark Knight 3, The Master Race, continued Frank Miller's Batman saga that began in 1986 with The Dark Knight Returns, another installment is on the way. It'll be called The Dark Knight Returns, The Golden Child, written by Miller and illustrated by artist Raphael Grampa. Cool. I love Grampa's art. And Grandma's too. Kevin Hart faces a $60 million lawsuit after model and actress Mantia Sabag accused the comedian of negligence, infliction of emotional distress, and invasion of privacy stemming from a 2017 sex tape. When that tape leaked, she said, quote, "Lies have been written about me. I'm not an extortionist. I'm not a stripper. I'm a recording artist," unquote. How her tune changed. The Trash Bin. Roger Moore's daughter, Deborah, claims her late father sends her signs from beyond the grave 2 years after his death from cancer at age 89. Deborah Moore said her father, who starred as James Bond in 7 films, including The Spy Who Loved Me, Live and Let Die, and A View to a Kill, still makes his presence known to her. She did not mention if pigs fly over her house, too. Wacko!
The News Wrap-Up.
Facebook has been secretly working with Ray-Ban to develop a line of smart glasses which would replace smartphones. Netflix snagged reruns of Seinfeld for a cool $500 million after losing Friends and The Office. Uber and Lyft drivers protesting over pay and working conditions brought traffic on the FDR Drive in New York to a dead stop at rush hour. Cab drivers said, "Idiots!"
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Downton Abbey is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone is the best-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
What else? It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
The Institute by Stephen King is the number one fiction book.
Breakups are never easy. Just ask Halsey, who's been doing okay after breaking up with ex-boyfriend G-Eazy. It was during an appearance on Good Morning America that she had a revelation about her attitude and how she was going to deal with her depression moving forward. Halsey said, quote, "I looked down from the stage at these two girls, one with pink hair, one with blue hair, septum piercings, very cool looking and still loving me, probably knowing what a weird time I'm going through. If those girls can be that brave and who they are, then I owe them better than this homogenized BS. The biggest lesson was to make art, not headlines," unquote. Well, here's her new art. From her third album, Manic, here's Halsey with the song of the week, Graveyard.
It's crazy when the thing you love the most is the detriment. Let that sink in. You can think again. When the hand you wanna hold is a weapon and nothing but skin. Oh, cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running when both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are. Oh, when you go down all your darkest roads, I would have followed all the way to the graveyard.
From her new album, Manic, that was Halsey with the song of the week, Graveyard. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.